Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. The church learned a long time ago that people need a way to get ready for the incarnation, the mystery we call Christmas. So the church set aside 4 weeks as a season of preparation. On the first Sunday of Advent, we remembered the prophets who pointed the way to Bethlehem. On the second Sunday, we remembered the Holy Family who invite us to walk with them on the road to new life. On the third Sunday of Advent, we remembered the shepherds and the joyful song of the angels. Today, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we remember the Magi, the wise men who followed a star all the way to Bethlehem. Even though they don't arrive until after Christmas, remembering the Magi now reminds us not to lose hope, no matter where we are on our journey. O Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, desire of the world, Savior of all peoples, come and dwell among us.
Beloved in Christ, in this season of Advent, let it be our care and delight to prepare our hearts and minds for the mystery of the Incarnation and the coming of our Savior, who was and is to come.
Amen.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever.
Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Micah. You, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings," these are offered according to the law, then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants, forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. They say that good things come to those who wait, and we have surely waited for this day. Woo-hoo! you're back! In the sanctuary, that is. Thanks be to God and to the many people who worked so hard for so long to make this possible. Go ahead. I know you want to do it. Take a moment to look up, if you haven't already, at our amazing, newly cleaned, restored, and secured stained glass ceiling. It was worth the wait, wasn't it? It seems somehow meet and right that we are returning to worship in the sanctuary on this fourth Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of love. A love made manifest in the most precious gift of all, new life. Today's gospel offers us not one, but two instances of miraculous conception. A poor, unwed teenager travels alone to the hill country of Judea to visit her elderly kinswoman, who, it turns out, is also in the midst of an unlikely and unexpected, although not unwelcome, pregnancy. Upon hearing Mary's greeting, the child in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy, recognizing in Mary's unborn baby the long-awaited Messiah, Savior of the world. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, exclaims with a loud cry, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary, who is also filled with the Holy Spirit, responds with a hymn of praise traditionally known as the Magnificat, rejoicing in the mighty one who has done great things for her. The Magnificat bears a striking similarity to the song of Hannah in the first book of Samuel. Hannah, mother of the prophet Samuel, also found herself unexpectedly and miraculously gifted with new life. Like Mary, she responded to God's amazing grace with a hymn of praise that acknowledged that God's mighty acts were not for her benefit alone, but for all of Israel. It is tempting to view the song of Hannah and the song of Mary, that is the Magnificat, as simply beautiful odes to motherhood. But they are far more than that. The gift of new life heralded in these hymns is the promise that the reign of God is breaking through here on earth. It is a reminder that God cares deeply for those who are poor, hungry, unhoused, sick, or in any way marginalized in this world. It is also a reminder that even when it may seem to us that God is just plain missing in action in the midst of our deepest suffering, there is always more to the story. Psalm 80, which we heard this morning, voices that kind of profound suffering and sense of God's absence. In the cry, "How long?" we hear echoes of all those who have ever suffered in this world, those wounded in body, mind, or spirit, whether as individuals, families, communities, or even entire peoples or nations. How long must we wait for God to return, to fix what is broken, to end the violence tearing our communities apart, to shine light into the darkness of this world? For me, it has felt like a heavier lift than usual to maintain a sense of hopeful expectation this Advent, to remember the good news of God in Christ in the midst of a lot of really bad news in the world. At times, my soul has been heavy with loss, the loss of friends, of colleagues, and of parishioners who have died this year. And to be honest, the loss of some of my equanimity about how life is supposed to be, thanks to increasing political polarization and decreasing civility coupled with the sequela of a global pandemic. Perhaps you too are struggling in some way to find the hope, joy, and promise of new life that our faith tells us is the reason for the season. And that brings us back to the visitation, Mary's journey to see her kinswoman Elizabeth. Luke's gospel doesn't tell us why Mary decided to travel to the hill country to visit Elizabeth and then spend the next 3 months with her. It certainly was not the done thing at that time and in that culture for a young, unmarried woman to travel alone to visit a relative. But that said, I think we can make an educated guess. The instinct to find others similarly situated who know and understand us, who can be with us in a difficult time when we feel so alone, that instinct is very powerful. And that, I believe, is the message in this scripture for us today. We are not created to be solitary beings. We are not created to be terminally unique in our wonderings, our struggles, and our suffering. We are made for each other, myriad reflections of the divine. The visitation reminds us of the importance of the countercultural choice not to go it alone, the choice to instead seek community, to name the hope in and for each other, even and especially in challenging times. As commentator Michael S. Bennett has noted, God gives Mary and Elizabeth two things they each lacked: community and connection. God removes their isolation and helps them to understand themselves more fully as part of something larger than their individual destinies. What would it be like for us to connect more deeply with the people around us? Just take a look around you. Take a look out the door into the world. What would it be like for us to help each other understand that we are all part of something larger than ourselves? Kate Bowler, the Duke University author and theologian whose work has been the basis of our Advent class, The Weary World Rejoices, paints a picture of this in what she calls a blessing for our part in the bigger story. That is the story of God's extraordinary love. She writes, "Blessed are we, gathered already into the plot, part of the epic story you have been writing from long before we were ever born. Thank you that we are not separated into lives of loneliness, but joined together as those who were loved into being. We are made for meaning and a purpose that only our days can breathe into action. Pull us closer to the bigger story that reminds us that our ordinary lives are the stuff of eternity. You fitted each of our days for small efforts and endless attempts to pick ourselves up again. In our triumphs and embarrassments, we need to be told again, sigh, that we are not just everyday problems. We are a story of extraordinary love." Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made,
of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of the watching, God of the waiting, be present with us.
God of the watching, may the circle of the Advent wreath remind us of your infinite love, which has no beginning or end. Help us to remember that you are with us always. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the waiting, we pray for all in positions of authority in the world. We look forward to the day when the nations of the world walk in the light and your peace is experienced by all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the watching, we pray for the city of Davis and for all of Yolo County, that we may be a community of hope and light in this world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the waiting, we pray for the people of your church, that you may strengthen them for the ministry you have set before them. For bishops, deacons, priests, and lay people, that all of us may heed your call on our lives and be committed to your service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the watching, God of the waiting, we pray for the sick, the friendless, and the needy, that they may experience your healing presence. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of time and eternity and the source of comfort for all who mourn, we pray for all who have died, especially those we hold in our hearts and name before you now. We pray for the repose of the souls of Corinne Bressler and Joseph Jody O'Flaherty, and for their family and friends who mourn.
Children who died in Indian boarding schools.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of abundance and hope, we are challenged in our worship to set our hearts and minds on the here and now, and to remember and be thankful for all you have given us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hasten, O God, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we who now live by faith may with joy behold your Son at his advent in glorious majesty.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
God of all mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives, We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us through our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your will. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. You may be seated for the announcements. Our yellow sheet is full of things happening in the next few days, and those are the ones that I will concentrate on. But of course, if you turn to the back page, there are also things that we need you to keep an eye on for the future, because Christmas starts in a few days, but does not end on that 24th or 25th of December. So do take a look at our Christmas services, the whole schedule for that, and for things coming up after Christmas as well. Today, there's a lot going on after church. If you have been coming to the Advent class that we have, or if you would like to give it a try because it's new every week, we are meeting in room 6 and 7, as close to 11:30 as possible, and we get done in an hour, and it's been a great discussion every time, so you're welcome to that. If you feel like you want to be more active right after church, we need a few more hands to help with the greening of the church. That's something that we do at this time every year. We start putting up, well, we already have the beginning of the greening. We have a Christmas tree, but we will have much more greening and lights and things that will really make this beautiful space look ready for Christmas. Also today at 4 o'clock is our Blue Christmas service. If you've never been to that, it is a really lovely experience. Some of the things I think that Margaret was talking about in her sermon about how for many of us this has been a challenging year. This is sort of a time to feel those feelings without feeling like you're supposed to be cheerful and joyous every second of December. And so I certainly welcome you to that. Other than that, really everything is in here. We do have on Christmas Eve a 3 o'clock, a 7 o'clock, and a 10 o'clock service. So if you are planning to come to the 3 o'clock, just know that that is the pageant service. And so there's no sermon, there really aren't readings. It is telling the Christmas story with children participating, and it is a no rehearsal pageant. So you can show up. I promise it works. I mean, as long as everybody's patient and good-natured, it works. And you can show up just ahead of time with your little ones, children, grandchildren, what have you. Go into the library about half an hour ahead of the service and get a costume, and you'll get your instructions then. For 7 and 10, you don't have to have a costume. Just come. You're welcome to be part of that. There are no celebrations and milestones that we received. Obviously, we have a huge celebration of being back in church with a fully cleaned and restored window. So that is exciting. Are there any birthdays or anniversaries that people would like to tell us about? I see our ushers in back. Our ushers, or an usher, I see Tim, the usher, has welcome bags. So if you're visiting or you've never received a welcome bag from us, a goodie bag, just raise your hand and we'll bring that to you. We won't embarrass you or make you introduce yourself, but we love giving away those goodie bags. I do have a celebration, a milestone. This past week on Wednesday was the 15th anniversary of my ordination to the Transitional Diaconate. So that was... it's really fun to remember that in the midst of this season. So we, at the bottom of page 5, will say our celebrations and milestones prayer together. Before we do that, just a word about communion. As we've been doing in the parish hall, we are going to have two stations for communion still. All of the bread is gluten-free, so you don't have to worry about that. It is also vegan. On this side, I will be intincting and handing the bread and wine together to you. And on this side, they are separate, and you can choose which side to go to. I've had a couple of people ask about if we'll return to the altar rail. We are looking at how to do that. We're going to wait until after Christmas when we've got a little more brain power to try to organize that. But the day is coming. As Margaret said, good things come to those who wait. All right, our prayer is, watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and good and joyful to give you thanks, all holy God, source of life and fountain of mercy. You have filled us and all creation with your blessing and fed us with your constant love. You have redeemed us in Jesus Christ and knit us into one body. Through your Spirit, you replenish us and call us to fullness of life. Therefore, joining with angels and archangels and with the faithful of every generation, we lift our voices with all creation as we say, Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of the universe and giver of life. You formed us in your own image and called us to dwell in your infinite love. You gave the world into our care that we might be your faithful stewards and show forth your bountiful grace. But we failed to honor your image in one another and in ourselves. We would not see your goodness in the world around us. And so we violated your creation, abused one another, and rejected your love. Yet you never ceased to care for us and prepared the way of salvation for all people. Through Abraham and Sarah, you called us into covenant with you. You delivered us from slavery, sustained us in the wilderness, and raised up prophets to renew your promise of salvation. Then in the fullness of time, you sent your eternal word, made mortal flesh in Jesus. Born into the human family and dwelling among us, he revealed your glory. Giving himself freely to death on the cross, he triumphed over evil, opening the way of freedom and life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior, Jesus Christ, took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Remembering his death and resurrection, we now present to you from your creation this bread and this wine. By your Holy Spirit, may they be for us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who share these gifts may be filled with the Holy Spirit and live as Christ's body in the world. Bring us into the everlasting heritage of your daughters and sons, that with Blessed Martin and all your saints, past, present, and yet to come, we may praise your name forever. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen. And now first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. God of abundance, you have fed us with the bread of life and cup of salvation. You have united us with Christ and one another, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May the Sun of Righteousness shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.